straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast, this is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm ungettable.
When he's on the clock, Parco, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best.
This is about me.
Is Bristol's Vault.
The Vault for this week involves a couple of interviews, Bristol, not just one.
Should you be playing these?
Yes, 100% we should. This is a box, of course, delivered to us, Clarendon Street, Triple M.
It's bordering on copyright.
Back end of last year, early this year, it was just an unmarked box handed over by a man who said, I think you should have a listen to these.
Must have got them at a garage sale or something.
I don't know where he got them from, but it gave us enormous amount of joy because this is Bristol having just left the VFL, Collingwood, of course.
1991.
Coach of Paran, captain coach, and that had its own story about it.
Slightly squeaky.
Back then. But he was embarking on a media career that's taken him all the way to the top. But this is the early stages.
Nah.
I want to play you a little one here. This is Shane Heal, of course,
the Hammer.
Australian basketball legend. Bristol, just seeing if you can get the best out of him.
5 seconds, Shane Heal. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, basketball is drawing to a close, as well as the football, starting to get down to the very exciting stage indeed. And on the line now to talk about basketball this weekend. In fact, start again. Shane Heal in 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Not just during the grand final last year, but back in the early 90s, a bomb was capable of being dropped. So there's just a little snippet of Shane Heal.
Jimmy likes the long intro.
I know, I've noticed that too.
You
get the feeling I have the intro's written out.
A little bit.
I love how he says his own name, and this is Brian.
Notice that in amongst all these superstars, Duck, you weren't interviewed.
I was just being born back
then. We move from Shane Heal, who was a superstar, don't worry about that, to Jeff Malcolm, maybe not as well known.
Oh, he was the world...
Australian boxer.
World middleweight champion.
Bristol.
Wasn't he?
I noticed...
Might have been.
We'll know in your intro. When you introduce him, we'll know.
I noticed, Bristol, you went quite often to the square circle for your interviews back then. Boxing was a sort of a unique focus for you.
Square easy to get.
Have a listen to BT and Jeff Malcolm.
5 seconds, Jeff Malcolm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, a guy who expects to carve out his own special niche in Australian boxing by beating world welterweight champion Manning Galloway at Jupiter's Casino on September 15, the 35-year-old Southpaw, a veteran of 110 fights in a 20-year career, will become the oldest welterweight champion in history and the oldest Australian to win a world title if he takes Galloway's World Boxing Organisation crown away. I speak of Australian and Brisbane boxer Jeff Malcolm. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, Jeff, you'd be pretty excited about this fight. Age 35 years old, I mean, is it a little bit late to be fighting for a world title?
No.
You're pretty confident with the way that you can go?
Very confident, yes.
And why such a late challenge? I mean, as I say, 35 years old, I mean, it'd be great if you could win it. You would be the oldest Australian ever to win a world title. It would be sensational stuff. But why didn't you get the chance earlier? You there, Jeff? Hello?
Oh, no.
I would have hung up too.
What about
that? Oh, come on, Jeff.
I found you.
Hello?
What about...
Hello, you there?
You've got to... After the world's longest intro, Jeff gives him a morning.
And then you've got to craft an interview, Pete, so you don't accuse a bloke of being too old as your first question. Get that question out late. Are you too old to fight?
Oh, Bristol.
Oh, they're all fraud.
And Jeff, last week it was your common inch, and today it was, can you cover niche?
Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Bro, what happened to him, Bristol? He just evaporated at the end of the interview.
Give something.
What about your reaction too when they shut you down? Okay. You don't think you're too old?
No. Oh, I think he's hung up.
Oh, no.
So he thought Nadia Comaneci was too young.
I can't be doing too much more of this. Seriously, my gut hurts. Morning.
Hello, you there?
Get even more from JB, Brizzle, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast, only on the Triple M app.